Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Nahila Morales, and I'm going to give it a couple seconds before we get started. Today we have a very important topic, mashallah. As you can see from the title, today we will be talking about how to make new friends as a new convert, bithnillah. So let's just give it a couple seconds so people can log on. It's been a minute, so I hope you are enjoying your Saturday morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you're at. I am a convert myself, and inshallah, I hope that this talk today is of much benefit. To give you a little background about myself, I am a convert, as I mentioned, and I do work with converts. I do work with converts on a day-to-day basis. I actually co-founded an organization by the name of Embrace, which is a project of IGNA. And everything that is programmed, it's by reverts, by converts, for reverts. Whatever terminology you prefer, whether it's new Muslim, convert, revert, first generation Muslims, Muslim, just we're Muslims, right? Alhamdulillah, once we said, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu Muhammad Rasulullah, we become part of this ummah, and so we become Muslim. So I'm just gonna give it a couple seconds so people log in, and I will share this out to a couple of my pages, inshallah. If you do have any questions, please make sure to you know, put them in the comment section, and I will be, inshallah, answering them as we go on or towards the end of our session, bithnillah. So let's just give it a couple minutes so we can allow folks to come on here. I was actually very excited about this topic because it's a topic that is not spoken about often. And as new converts, there's a lot of changes when we come into the folds of Islam. As a matter of fact, the transition, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not as easy. And so every journey is individual. We are not cookie cutters, you know, we don't come from the same backgrounds, we don't come from the same walks of life, and therefore we need to be treated as individuals, inshallah. Okay, so we're going to be talking about how to make friends as new converts into this beautiful faith of Islam. Let's just give it a couple more seconds and then we'll get started, inshallah. Share it out if you know of any converts that are struggling in your community. Inshallah, this is of benefit to them. And let's see, we'll get started. Let me share it one more place. And we will get started. As a matter of fact, I just got off of a sister's halakha, which we conduct every Saturday morning. So if you do know of any sisters who are looking for sisterhood, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. Join us. Okay. Bismillah. All right. Publish. And let's get started. All right, so today's topic, as you can read from the title, how to make friends after converting into this beautiful faith. So today I plan to, inshallah, share a few tips that have worked for me. But prior to that, I want us to kind of understand what friendship, what sisterhood is. So let's begin. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Once again, welcome to this live. My name is Nahila Morales, and I will be talking today about how to make friends after converting to this beautiful faith. So one of the things we need to understand is that upon embracing Islam, many of us lose absolutely everything. And I think we don't talk about this often enough, and sometimes it's very painful for the one that converts to even digest this new way of life and how our family members sometimes turn their backs on us. And so it is not easy, but with Allah's help and obviously our ummah and some of the tips that I will be talking about today, inshallah, your journey will be easier. So number one, we have to understand that this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us, right? We as human beings, we desire to be surrounded by other individuals, to be, you know, surrounded by friends that may think like us, maybe have the same, background, the same country, the same language. It's normal to want that in a friendship, right? But it's also very important to be very flexible when we come into the faith, because we're not all from the same country. And so we are a very diverse ummah, alhamdulillah. I am Mexican, as you can see in my little flag. So I was born actually in Mexico City, and I came to the United States at a very young age. So I do speak Spanish. And even though my mother tongue is Spanish, and I gravitate to that when I do meet new sisters who are either Hispanic or Latinas, I am very open when it comes to meeting other sisters. And in the work that I do, obviously I engage with both brothers and sisters on a very professional level, because the organization I co-founded is Convert Care. Right. So Convert Care, we deal with both brothers and sisters, sometimes family, sometimes the husband and the wife are both converts, and sometimes both the husband and the wife, after converting Islam, lose absolutely everything when it comes to their family members. And so that's why it's very important for us to be very open and be very welcoming and flexible when it comes to seeking for I don't like to call it friends, more of a sisterhood, brotherhood bond. And why do I say that? Because as Muslims, we have rights upon each other, rights that not even our non-Muslim family members have. And I want to share a quick story with you that just happened this week, subhanAllah. So this past Thursday, we buried a revert, a convert to Islam. And not one single family member came other than his wife and his wife's family, whose mother-in-law and father-in-law converted to Islam. So his wife was born into the faith, but her parents were converts or are converts. Anyway, only a handful came to the burial. And not one single family member, blood member, I mean. So it was very emotional when the father-in-law spoke, because he said something very, very important, that we, the ummah, those who were there, were supposed to be there first and foremost, right? It was written for us to be there. But number two, that if it wasn't for his ummah, he perhaps would have not been buried as a Muslim, because his family was never of acceptance of him becoming a Muslim. So this is why it's so important for us converts to try to engage or try to get involved into a community, into a masjid, to start engaging with those that will invite us to good. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that we become who we hang around with, right? So we become the friends that we are surrounded by. That's the way we carry ourselves. And I'll give you an example. Let's say it's time for Asr, right? If you are among friends that are practicing the faith, they are going to encourage you to pray Asr, and will remind you. But if you surround yourself with individuals that are obviously not part of your faith, and I have non-Muslim friends, so that's not where I'm gearing toward. I'm gearing more first and foremost on building that network and building that tribe that will essentially guide you towards Jannah al-Firdaus, because we got to remember that this destination, this life that we're living, this is not our final destination. And so it's important for us to always think of the hereafter, inshallah. So oftentimes, you know, we want good friends. And this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala built us, right? To be surrounded around individuals that will invite us to good and will, inshallah, remind us of Him. And so one of the ways to start, or one of the tips that I want to give you, is start by making dua. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides those people towards you, the people that will be guiding you and helping you with your new religion. Start making dua for individuals that will be of good, of a resource to you, and not monetarily, even though that's also important, but individuals that will remind you when, you know, our holidays are, that will invite you to the masjid, that will invite you to the next halakah, that will invite you to their festivities, right? So if, let's say, they have a child that is born, they will invite you to their akikah, or if they have children getting married, they will invite you to their walima and the nikahs, the wedding ceremonies and celebrations. So you want to start making dua for individuals that will elevate you and uplift you in your new faith. That's number one. So you want to make that intention initially, that, you know, you want individuals that are surrounded by you and that will be providing and inviting you. So the hadith that the Prophet where it says about friends, it says, someone is above the religion of his friends, so should one of you examine who is made of his friends? So basically, we got to make sure that the friends that we are accumulating, or the friends that we are befriending, are of those that are, again, going to invite us to goodness and forbid evil. Number two, I would say, you know, be very open. I mentioned this earlier. Be very open, be very flexible. Don't expect that you're going to find friends from your hometown, right? Or that's all you want. People that look like you, speak like you, eat like you. No, be very flexible, because our ummah, mashallah, I mean, I have friends from all over the world, mashallah. I have friends from Ghana. I have friends from Egypt. I have friends from, you know, Colombia. I have friends from Europe. So the ummah is pretty large, right? We are 1.8 billion Muslims around the world. So wherever your community is, you're going to have Muslims from all over the world. So be very flexible. Don't shy away just because you don't speak the language of the land yet perfectly. Alhamdulillah, we have the language of Islam. And so, assalamu alaikum, and a smile will go a long way. So be very flexible when it comes to engaging with new individuals who will become part of your tribe, inshallah. Number three, when we are choosing these friendships, inshallah, we should be choosing individuals who love Allah, right? And why is that? Because 9 out of 10, if they love Allah, you know, and they love you for the sake of Allah, they will not harm you. They will always be looking out for you and will be, again, inviting you to good. I know I repeat myself a lot, but it really goes hand in hand. And it's important for us to see how our faith is so complete. And so if we start with the right intention and we begin to make dua off the bat, off the get-go, then those individuals will come in flocks to our life. But then, you know, we need to be careful. We don't want to have 100 friends who are shallow, who are not inviting us to good. If you have one or two friends that you can establish a solid relationship with, and, you know, you can call your sister and your brother at any given time, then that's even more priceless than having 100 individuals who are never there for you, and you will feel somewhat empty and lonely. Salaam alaikum, everyone that is joining. I see that people are joining. Jazakallah khair for being here on this Saturday morning for me, possibly evening or afternoon for many of you. When I think of friendships, I think about family members for me personally. I think about I will be there no matter what, at what time, whatever time and whatever need that is. One of the things that I've learned throughout the years is that you may be the dua that someone is making, right? So if somebody does come to you, and friendships are built on different circumstances, different timings, different countries sometimes. I have friends that I have met while traveling and that, mashallah, they have become some of my dearest and closest sisters and friends. You know, when we are making that initial dua for those type of friendships, you know, perhaps they're not going to always be even where you live. You will have friends all over the world. And that has happened to me. And it's been a blessing, especially when you travel, that you have someone in that locality that will either help you get around or help you, make things easier for you, or even sometimes host you. I've had friends hosting me across the world, alhamdulillah, and I have many invitations that I pray that once this pandemic is lifted, I am able to visit these friends. I have a friend who is Puerto Rican and lives in Jordan, and she's been inviting me over for so many years. It's never happened, but I hope that I am able to visit her, bithnillah. So when it comes to friendships, when it comes to what are we looking in a friendship, I think it's important to know what we're looking for in a friend. You know, are you looking for someone that is reliable? Are you looking for someone that is going to be able to help you with your faith? Are you looking for someone that is of a native speaker of the Arabic language? So you can have that in common, and that person can help you either read Quran, learn Quran, or help you with your tajweed. So you have to know what you're looking for in a friend, right? You have to know the qualities that you're looking for and what you will bring to the table as well. Because normally relationships are based on give and take, right? So alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of Islam. And this is the beauty of our faith, that we are able to learn from one another. We are able to help one another and assist one another. And obviously, as converts, we are all on a different level as far as learning, or perhaps we just need companionship, right? So if you are one that needs a sister to call every once in a while, or you need someone who helps you and wakes you up for Fajr, then find that, have that common ground, talk about this, because you will be surprised. More than once have I had sisters tell me, you know, I've been looking for someone like you that will help me or remind me, or, you know, when we're in conversation and someone says something along the lines, I have a really hard time waking up for Fajr. And I come and say, well, I don't have a problem waking up for Fajr, and I normally wake up without even an alarm. So it would be an honor if I help you. If you want me to text you or call you, I can wake you up for Fajr. So these are the type of friendships we want to start working towards, inshallah. Number three, obviously, the believer is the mirror of the believer. So if you see someone with amazing qualities, or somebody that you strive to be like or similar to, this is also very important, inshallah. You know, like, I always admire some of my really close friends, and I try to always extract different gems. So if a reminder is being said, you know, we got to remember that when we do remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's angels that surround us. So be very cautious, be very mindful of those type of friendships. If you know that there's a sister or a brother, for the brothers, that is always, you know, in the remembrance of a law. Dhikr is always on the tip of their tongue, or, you know, a wonderful hadith or an ayah, or is practicing the sunnah. You know, keep that all in mind and jot all that down and see, you know, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want as far as a friendship goes, or a sisterhood, a tribe. Like I mentioned before, you know, when we are thinking of friends or sister and brotherhood, we're thinking of building our family. You know, we don't have a say-so in choosing our blood family, but we do when it comes to our Muslim family, as for us converts, right? We tend to gravitate to those who are somewhat similar to us. But again, the flexibility and the openness is very important, because you may not know much yet, but if you are surrounded with good friends, then inshallah you will pick up on that. Remember that we are habitual individuals, and this is why we pray 5 times a day. Alhamdulillah, because, you know, we have to be very consistent. So in these relationships, we have to be very consistent as well. We have to make sure that we nurture them as much as they are going to be nurturing us, inshallah. So the other thing I wanted to talk about too, which we tend to forget, is invitations, right? I know we are still in a pandemic, and I know it's sometimes difficult, but even if it's to invite someone to a halaqa online, or a lecture, or you've seen a flyer and you see something that a new convert may benefit, or a new Arabic class, or a new, I don't know, we're going to start a new hadith class. And so make sure that you establish those relationships based on the type of information you are receiving from others, right? So if there's a friend that is always sending you valuable information and is always reminding you of the next class, of the next halakha, the next lecture, that's someone that you should think about, you know, becoming closer to, because obviously, again, they love Allah, and so they want you to love Allah and learn who is our creator, and more of your religion as a new convert to this faith. If you have any questions, please, I am reading them, so please feel free to drop down, to drop any questions that you may have, inshallah. So the other thing that I think it's important, and we don't talk a lot about is when we are, when we come into this faith, some of us lose jobs, some of us lose family members, some of us lose, you know, children, especially if you convert older and you have older adult children. I've seen that some sisters, you know, children who are adults stop talking to them. And so we have to be very sensitive when it comes to the convert community. Because like I stated in the beginning, we don't all come from the same walks of life, the same experiences. And so being very compassionate and sensitive is key when dealing with converts. And with dealing with any community, I think we sometimes lack of that compassion within our communities, and we are so judgmental, or we're easy to criticize. And so it's important that when we are also scouting for our tribe, our friends, we are very vigilant of these individuals that perhaps, you know, are negative or are very judgmental. Just, you know, you don't have to be friends with absolutely everyone. We have rights that we have upon one another, but that doesn't mean that we have to be best friends with everyone. And I hope that comes out correctly. But that's the honest truth. You know, we don't all necessarily get along or have the same taste, but we do have rights that we owe to each other. And some of those rights are the salam. You know, when somebody greets you with salam, it is a right upon each other that we are supposed to reply, wa alaykum salam. You know, and we understand that there is barakah in even the salams. If you just say salam alaykum, you get 10 hasanats. If you say salam alaykum wa rahmatullah, you get 20 hasana. And if you get salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you get 30 hasana. So even that, I normally I'm very vigilant when it comes to that, and I hear the way I'm being greeted, because it forces me to get those 30 hasanat without any effort. Because when somebody greets you with assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you want to reply the same way, if you obviously understand the barakah, the blessings in it. And so that is easy acquiring those blessings. And those are the type of friends that you also want to be very mindful about, inshallah. I don't want to make this live too lengthy, bismillah, so I do want to keep it short and sweet. I see salam alaikum from France, mashallah. Jazakallah khair for being here. I see people from Malaysia, salam alaikum. I see people from Bangladesh, mashallah. And so, salam alaikum everyone. If you have any questions, I know it's not easy to build a tribe that you can count on all the time, but you have to make sure to know what you are bringing to the table first and foremost, and know what you want in any type of relationship, including a friendship, a sisterhood. So I hope that these tips are of value. I hope that you are able to know what you want in a friendship, in a sisterhood, and understand that it takes time, you know, and it takes trust, and whatever we put out there will come back. So make sure that when you are looking for that friend, you are willing to also give back and give a good word, you know, give advice when is asked of. That's another right upon us. You know, when someone comes to you and is asking for advice or is asking for your du'as, you know, be ready to be there for that person. We just never know when we're going to depart from this world. So it's important for us to focus on our akhirah while we're here. And the best way to do that is by having the right people around us that will remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope this talk was of benefit. Anything good that I have said today is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any mistake that I've mentioned is from myself, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. I hope to be back soon. If you have any topics that you would like us to address, please do send us a message. My name is Nahila Morales. Until next time, take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.